Assay Barracks, Colchester, March 11th, 1917. Dear Mother, Father and Harry, thank goodness it's now quite mild. Great Scott, what a cold cutting wind it has been. Never so cold in all my life. At times a dumb despair seemed to settle on one. Now it's so warm I shall leave off my vest tomorrow. Many thanks for sweets and chocolate. I'm nibbling some now. A soldier never tires of chocolate, sweet and feeding. We had an inspection on Friday by the general commanding the division. One of the red tabs in the procession following stepped up to me and asked to see my rifle. Horrors! Everything went well until he turned the damn thing upside down and looked at the butt plate, caked with mud. Words from him, but quite a good explanation from me. All well, thank heaven. Have I told you that one of the three other men in my billet is an old soldier? Travelled all over the world at public expense and has spent 15 months in France. He climbs a 12-foot wall, the top of which is covered with glass, to steal coal for our fire. Last night he came in up the pole, nursing three huge lumps. We are concealing about 100 weight under a blanket. A near thing when the officer came round counting blankets. What's that extra blanket doing there? Me. That's the spare one for blacking out the window, sir. All well once again. Windows are blacked out in case of zeppelins. On Wednesday and Thursday, I was one of a party of 50 men who were marched at 7:30 a.m. to help at the ordnance stores, because a lot of their men were in quarantine through measles. I was put in a shed with about 10 others, dusting and brushing saddles and harness, abandoned in a hurry by the cavalry when they were turned into infantry, and not touched since. Needless to say, I took a long rest between each saddle. I've been in a bombing squad. Through three real ones yesterday. You should have seen me in my steel helmet. When my turn came, the officer said, "Can you throw well?" "Not very well, sir." "Then if you hit the trench in front, run like hell round that corner." But there was no need to run like hell, for I threw quite well. He made nice remarks about my coolness, etc. Next week, I suppose, we're on those damned dots and dashes again. Trust you are well and keeping free of colds. Yours affectionately, Jim.